Welcome to another interview provided by WishlistProducts.com. In this interview, we speak to Lance Tomashiro and Robert Plank, who have both used Wishlist Member to create multiple membership sites. In this particular interview, you're going to hear their reasons for creating fixed-term membership sites and why and how they're able to create 2 to 3 months' worth of content in a very short period of time. You'll hear their strategy for communicating with their members and, specifically, their strategies for interacting with their members to increase their consumption. Here's a hint. They create challenges, not homework. They also talk about how you need to change your thinking about what a membership site really is and how to make it easy for yourself when it comes to creating membership sites fast. You'll hear how and why people are willing to pay more when you make it easy for the people to consume the material rather than overwhelming them by providing them too much material. It's a great interview and specifically focusing on how to make the experience for your members that much more valuable and that much more rewarding. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this great interview as we dig deep into Lance Tomashiro and Robert Plank's membership site strategies. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stu McLaren from Wishlist Products, and here today we have another great interview with two Wishlist member customers, Lance Tomashiro and Robert Plank. And both of them are business partners on a variety of different membership sites, and today we're going to explore how they are setting up their sites, how they're selling their sites, and some of the unique and creative ways that they are keeping members in their membership sites over a period of time. So with that, guys, welcome to today's call.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having us.
Great. Now, before we get going into the heart of today's interview, what I want to do is give you guys an opportunity to give everybody a little background on yourselves. Why don't we start with you, Lance, and then we'll go to Robert when we're finished. So if you can just give a little background of who you are and what you've been doing in the last little while and how you guys came to work together to build a variety of membership sites.
All right, well, I'm a fairly newcomer guy to internet marketing crowd and scene. I've been around for about 18 months. Primarily started out just like trying to build a list, did a bunch of giveaway type stuff, figured out a bunch of different things and built a big list, and then figured out that I built a list of people that didn't care and wouldn't buy anything from me. So I started taking classes from my good friend here, Robert Plank, and we figured out we had a lot of complementary skills and that we worked together pretty well. And so I guess, I don't know, other than that, the long, boring version of the story, that's sort of how we came to start working together.
Awesome. And now I know, Robert, you've got quite a bit of experience when it comes to marketing and selling products online, but the other side of the coin is you also have a lot of experience in the programming world. So do you want to kind of give us a big bit more background on yourself?
Yeah, well, I've been doing internet marketing stuff for like, I think, 9 or 10 years now. So I went for a long time just like, you know, trying to do too much of the work. Like, I've coded a couple membership sites myself, and they were like super buggy and they super duper sucked. And then I started doing more and more info products about programming and about marketing and stuff and trying to do less of the actual programming, but then I end up doing too much low ticket stuff or just putting out way too many products. And so I got to the point where I just kept putting out more high ticket stuff, more, like, you know, the price kept going up and up. And then, like Lance said, he just started joining my stuff and like doing everything that I taught, which was pretty darn impressive. And then now we're getting to the point where everything me and Lance do together is all Wishlist membership sites. We do it to have our high-ticket classes, and then now we're using it to, once the class is over, we turn around and market it as a monthly membership site.
Well, let's dive into that, because I think this is certainly a unique model for everybody to pay attention to, and you mentioned it briefly in the fact that you guys are creating a lot higher-end coaching classes where you're teaching a variety of different subjects, and they're done over a variety of different modules. So essentially, you're teaching a modular course, you're putting it in a membership site or a Wishlist member site, and then you're turning it, after the course is finished, you're turning it into a monthly membership where people can buy in at that monthly membership. Can you kind of talk about some of the courses that you've created and designed this way and how you've set them up within the membership site?
You want to take this, Lance?
Yeah, well, I mean, at the very beginning, you know, the real thing was we just wanted an easy way to provide content to our students. And so, obviously, WordPress is a really easy way to do that. So it all basically started with we just password protected a directory and had what we call the coaching blog. And so within WordPress, we could sort of like schedule out posts. But the problem was is, you know, we couldn't do anything with that class afterwards because we generate so much content. I mean, basically for our students, we have stuff that comes out every single day. And then also they all had the exact same passwords. So if somebody quit or got disgruntled, we had to change off the password and everything. But we knew we wanted to use WordPress because it's just so easy to get content out to people. And then we came across Wishlist. And so originally we only used Wishlist with the thought that, hey, this is a great way for us to collect payments, to give people information dripped out, basically. And also, you know, if they quit paying us, we can cut them off automatically. So it really just started as us using Wishlist more as for a management tool for ourselves, just as a way to manage the class, more or less. And then we sort of were given the idea that, hey, if you guys are putting out this class, these classes anyway in this fashion, and you've got it in posts anyway, why not just set it up so that after the class is over, you can make a few tweaks, which Robert went ahead and made a couple of custom plugins for us. And now, basically, we're to the point where we can launch a membership. So during an eight-week course, we can actually launch it as a membership site, you know, halfway through the course, and have all of those people get different sorts of content tripped out to them as they go. So it really just became the best way for us to teach a class and then also build residual income at the same time.
You know what, you guys listening, if you guys don't have Wishlist yet, it's like no other membership software makes it that easy. Like, because I guess if I coded some, I've like tried some other ones, and it's like they make you set up like the membership site over there, the blog over there, have a bunch of plugins connecting together, but oh wait, you got to go and edit these files because they don't come out right out of the box with freaking Wishlist. You put in one plugin, tweak some stuff, and it's all just like right in the dashboard, boom, it's set up, it's easy.
And tweaking some stuff, you mean like check a couple of check boxes?
Yeah, you're like, when they get this, when they're in for this amount of time, they get that, and then you're done. You schedule all the posts, yeah.
Well, and I think it's really unique, guys, and I appreciate you and your kind words about Wishlist. And I want to focus certainly on how you guys are setting up your sites, because I think this is a really valuable lesson for everybody in the sense that if you're delivering a course, you can deliver it using Wishlist Member. But then to think on the next level is, once the course is finished, how can you continue to sell that course so that you can sell it on an ongoing basis? And I love the way that you guys are working this model where you sell the live class, people can buy and they attend the live class and they get the modules as you deliver them. But then once the course is finished, you can continue selling that because you've set up the membership to drip the content over a period of time so you can continue to sell it again and again and again. So talk to me about how you came to, you know, separating it out so that you sell the live class first and then you sell the ongoing class. Can you talk to me about how that kind of works as far as the sales strategy goes?
Well, like, I think a big thing is just that everyone always teaches that, members only stay in for 3 months or 6 months or whatever. But then at the same time, they try to say, just make that one membership site, make that one big site, and make it last forever and ever, and you make a bunch of money. And then everyone wonders why after 6 or 12 months, and it drops down quite a bit. So what me and Lance did, we just said, all right, well, we just taught this class. We've got 4 weeks worth of content or 8 weeks worth of content. We'll stretch it out to be like 2 months or 3 months, and then once it's done, it's done. So that makes it a lot easier because you can just say, all right, well, here's the amount of content we have to fill. We'll just shop it up, and then the price point pretty much figures itself out, and then it's a pretty easy sell because you can just say, like, you know, say you have a 27 bucks a month program for like 6 months. You can say, well, the all of this stuff, you know, would cost you like 180 or 200 bucks or whatever the final price is to get all at once, but I'm going to finance you with 0% interest, so wouldn't it be great to pay just, you know, one down payment of $27, get a little bit of stuff. Once you've gone through that, you know, put down the next payment, blah, blah, blah. So that way it's just like, it's easier for us to not have it take over our life. We're just like, the content is there and it's done. And then for the selling it, we're just like, well, it's not any kind of like forced continuity. It's not something you're going to forget about that you get billed for over and over. There's a clear end date to it.
And I think you made a sort of hinted at this too. The other thing that we do with our memberships that I've never really seen many people do is we're on top of them every day, because with Wishlist, we know, like, okay, on day one, they're going to get this content. On day three, they're going to get this. So what Robert actually went in and did was made autoresponders that synced up to those days. And so instead of, like, most people trying to, like, hide the fact and hope to sneak a billing by somebody, we're actually on top of our customers every single time there's new content, saying, like, did you do anything with this? Did you read this? Did you watch this video? And that's really, like, as far as structure-wise, something that not very many people do that really just increases our retention rate.
And this is a really, really valuable lesson for everybody, because, you know, the fact that you are communicating with your members on a regular basis, it just brings them back into the membership site. And obviously, by coming back into the membership site, they're consuming your material more often, they're gaining value from it, and therefore they're becoming more loyal customers. And I know for a fact that you guys have a very loyal following of people who do take your classes, who have a higher success rate in terms of implementing the material. What else do you guys do to help your students actually take action on what you're teaching?
Well, a fun thing we do is this thing called challenges. Everyone else who does these classes do this thing called homework. And so when I started co-hosting some classes where it was like Nancy was connected with just the password before the wish list days, then, you know, everyone else would be doing homework. I'm like, who wants to teach homework? Like, that's like cool. So instead, I said, yeah, for having a challenge. So it's like, you do, like, you know, we teach you one little thing, like, for example, how to, like, say, record a video and post it to YouTube, for example, could be one of our, if we were teaching a class on video. And so we're like, all right, do these four steps towards, you know, taking a video, putting it on YouTube, and once you, and then, you know, post a comment saying that you did it and where we can find it. And if you do that, then we'll give you access to this other gift. And at first we were kind of, you know, we're doing, we're giving away, like, you know, flip cameras and stuff. What we and Lance have been doing now is we create a different post that has, like, some kind of bonus, like, say, like audio sound loops. I know you like those too, or, like, you know, video motion loops or something. So we would put this prize on a different post and set the access level so they could, so it was like, you know, a special, like, you know, reward level or something. And if someone left the comment for the challenge, we'd go into the member list and add that person to that level. So it's just like, you make one click and boom, now they have the prize just for, you know, taking early action.
I love the way you guys have set this up, because so for everybody listening, here's what they've done. They've basically gone in and created another membership level, if you will, called, let's say, Challenge 1. And with that membership level, they have created several posts or a page with downloadable material. And after somebody completes the challenge, they simply go and update that person's profile, and now they have access to that part of the site. So it's another creative way to use Wishlist Member. What they just created an additional membership level. And then when people complete the challenge or they take the action, they now have access to that area of the site and where they're providing the bonuses. I think it's a wonderful way and a great example of how to be creative with the membership levels and using Wishlist Member and all the features of it. Guys, talk to me about how else you have really structured your site and what other creative ways are you using Wishlist Member that you see other people are not.
I don't want to hog the thing.
No, I think, I think that the biggest thing is that we use Wishlist, and how we teach people to use it in our courses is, you have to change the way that you think about what a membership site is. So, you know, like what Robert sort of alluded to earlier, most people say, like, build this huge thing, and then you have this drop off, and now you've got all this content. And what we found is.
Once it works.
Yeah, and you're out 6 months of work when nobody cares about it. And this, and I know Robert's playing with this a little bit. We're both sort of changing our standalone products to actually using Wishlist, where it's like, hey, check this out. You can use it. You get your free trial. It's $4 or whatever, and you can show them as much of the content as you want. And then you can spread out your $100 product into, you know, if it's video, you chop it up into two videos. And then they can pay, and it's basically we're finding that people love to finance things for 0%. So it's been a way easier sale for us to sell things, let's just say it's at a $1,000 price point, if we break up the payments into $47 for them. And for us, we're out nothing because, you know, traditionally they can log in. You know, if I know somebody's got a membership site, what typically happens, and we have students that do this all the time before we switch to Wishlist, they would sign up on day one, see that there was only like a week's worth of content, cancel their subscription, come back 5 months later, and then re-sign up and download everything. But with Wishlist, we're able to cut them off and restart them back, so they get punished for doing that. And it's way easier to make a $1,000 sale over, you know, 20 payments than it is to make a $1,000 sale. And we're finding that it's just from a sales perspective and from a revenue perspective, we're actually increasing those sales after the fact that we sell the big live class.
See, one of the things that I like that you mentioned there, Lance, was the fact that you, as the admin or the owner of the site, have the ability to cut people off so that they cannot take advantage of you. And you know, I know other membership solutions have that downfall in the sense that when people come and access your site, they now get access to everything. And what the way you guys are setting it up is, no, you come, you get access to the material that's delivered in week one or week two or what have you. But then if you cancel, you get reset right back to square one. So there's no way for you to come in and get access to everything and then cancel and leave. You're controlling the environment of which they have access to. And in addition to that, the other thing that I really like is if you wanted to give them access, if they wanted to pick up where they left off, that option is available. But I know that you guys, you just reset them right back to the beginning.
Yeah.
That's like, how we do it.
If we're feeling like we're in a generous mood, then I'll go and like move their joining back so they can pick up where they left off. But most of the time, we've been pretty stingy lately about the comments and about the downloads. Because it's like when you have the live class, you want to give them everything, you want to reward them for paying it all up front. But then when it's time to do the replay, it's like, well, I want to give you the same information, but have it, you know, be just barely not as good because I want to, you know, encourage people to pay us to do the live class. So it's like when we do the live class, we let them when we do a video, we give them the downloadable version, and we let them leave comments and ask questions, but then once it's time to do the membership site, it's like, no, you can't download it. You have to stay a paying member to watch the videos and stuff. Maybe we'll give let people download the notes and stuff, but mostly they can't download it. And then once it's all paid off, once they get to that 6 months or where the payment ends, then it's like buying a car. It's like you own the whole freaking thing, and then you can get the downloads. You can get, you know, lifetime access because you paid all the payments.
And that was actually a huge breakthrough for us and something that we struggled with on how to structure, and we couldn't have done it without Wishlist because, you know, like we said, we were selling high-ticket coaching programs, and then we were struggling with, well, how do we give the people – how do we reward the people that sign up for the live classes? How do we reward them? If we're going to put it as a membership site, we're just going to train – you know, our thought was we're just going to train all of our best customers – to wait for the replays, to wait for the membership site to come out. And what we found is that because of the control that we have in Wishlist and dripping it out at a slower pace, not giving them the downloads, not giving them the ability to ask questions and comment, not giving them the ability to have access to us, we're selling our classes faster now than we were before, strictly, and they all know that it's coming as a membership site.
I think that's a fantastic lesson for everybody in the sense that you can still deliver a live course and provide additional value in the sense that they get access to you to be able to ask questions, to leave comments, and they get access to be able to download the material. But then afterwards, if people didn't do the live class but they joined the membership, they do not get access to you live, they do not get to leave questions or leave comments, and they do not get to download material until they finish the whole course. I think that's it's an awesome example of how to really control your content and control who has access to what based on where they are in the membership. So with that, guys, as we begin to kind of wind down and wrap up, what other tips, tricks, or strategies would you give for people when it comes to setting up membership sites?
You know what? If you give like a $27 a month membership, give them $27 every month. I see way too much. And Lance is laughing, and he kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, where it's like you join and people just hope that you forget about the payment. Well, they just overload you with so much stuff for like a dollar, and you get like $1,000 worth of stuff or $500 worth of stuff, and it's like the whole point of a membership site is to make it easy to consume and to make it so it's like pay a little bit, get a little bit, pay a little more, you pay as you go or whatever. So yeah, I mean, it's real easy to fall in that trap of thinking like, oh, well, it's monthly, you have to give them value. It's like, no, just give them the same amount of value, but cut it up or do what your buddy Tracy likes to do and kind of position the content so it's like they get a piece of something right before rebuild, and they rebuild and they get the rest of it. But it's like, you know, you don't have to overload it with like way more stuff than you would normally charge $27 for.
And for me, I mean, I think that was, as far as the membership sites that we've been doing over the last 6 months, that's the biggest lesson that we've learned is people are more likely to pay you more money if you don't overwhelm them. And it seems like for a while now, the big strategy is to just give people a pile of crap that they can't do anything with and that they'll never get through. And for us, you know, only Wishlist has given us the ability to actually, because it sits on WordPress and because you're doing it with posts at a time and controlling when those come out, it's the only solution that we've found where we're actually able to make sure that we don't overwhelm people, and it gives us time to actually make sure that they're consuming things and interact with them in a whole different way that none of the other membership software actually allows you to do.
It's not to the point now where we can get it. We've actually made one membership site in one single day. We do some classes, like, you know, we did like Product University, which was like an 8-week class, but then just, I guess, to show off, we had this idea to do 8 webinar recordings in a single day. I did 4, Lance did 4. It's called listcopywriting.com. We just went to our list. We said, all right, guys, we're going to do these 8 webinars. We want some interaction. So we just said, the day pass cost you $97 to get in, and we sold just like 23 of those. We just sent like 1 million each to our list. So we got $2,000 up front before we made any content, just to like, you know, to kind of prove that people were interested in and kind of get us excited. So then we just had each of our presentations. I think Lance made his presentations like 5 minutes before it was time for him to present. And then we just, you know, talked about stuff that we both love, which is list building. And then we just took those 8 webinars and kind of cut them up into pieces, delayed the download out a little bit later, took a couple of resale rights, and then split it up into a 6-month membership site at $27 a month. So we just get, you know, one webinar a month plus some bonus stuff. And then, so that one, we haven't really done a hard launch in that yet, but so far we've got 53 people on that at $27 a month. And that's so far, just from like a couple of extra emails, got us under $1,600. So total, even though this isn't a huge number, but it's $3,800 just from, you know, one single day's worth of work.
So we could have never set that up with any other, I mean.
No, it would have taken like another like week just to set up all the stuff with any other membership software.
It's awesome to see how you guys are being so creative with Wishlist Member. And I know both of you are very creative guys, and I know both on the marketing side and, you know, especially Robert, too, on the programming side, that you're able to take Wishlist Member as a base, build upon it, and add your own tweaks and add your own flair to how you deliver the content, how you manage your members, and how you build your membership sites. And, you know, you guys have got it down to a fine art now, just like you're saying, where you can launch a membership site. You can have an idea in the morning, launch the membership site in the afternoon, and be making money by the evening. I mean, it's really a wonderful thing in the sense that you're using Wishlist Member. You've got your routine, if you will, down pat. And I'm sure, you know, many people are asking, well, what about, you know, the themes and the structure of the site and the design and so forth? Am I right to assume that you guys are using a similar theme each and every time?
We use the exact same one. Yep.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point for everybody because, you know, you can make it easy on yourself if you are familiar with a theme and you know how it looks and it feels and so forth. Make it easy. Create a template that you can use over and over again, and it's just going to help you speed up your production in terms of launching multiple membership sites.
And a lot of people put, like, these obstacles in front of them because, like, they just don't want to actually – you know, put in the time to actually make the money. They don't want to actually do the content, do the marketing, so they just put up these roadblocks like, oh, I need the perfect theme, and then a month later they still don't have the theme. So, yeah, theme is like the last thing that anyone should be even thinking about.
And the other thing is, I mean, we use the most generic, simple theme, and it's probably one of the one things we get asked of. It's probably one of the top five things we get asked in every class is what theme do you guys use? And they're always blown away, but it also, because we do so many of these and we have so many repeat customers, they're all used to seeing it now. So if we changed, and we actually did try to change themes once, and I hated it. Yeah, it's just chaos. I mean, our customers are used to it. We're used to it. So why not just use that as your brand, you know, as your brand? We're the guys with the simple, ugly theme.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are awesome. I love the fact that you have taken Wishlist, just done so much with it. You've launched multiple membership sites. You've mentioned listcopywriting.com, productuniversity.com, membershipcube.com, and I know that there are many, many others. As we wind down and wrap up here, do you guys have any final thoughts for everybody listening?
Final thought is, at least for me, like, I've tried way too many membership solutions that sucked. Wishlist is awesome. Last night I went and figured, at the bottom of most Wishlists, there's like the powered by Wishlist Member tag at the bottom. So last night, just for fun, I looked on Google to see how many of those there were. 741,000. So by the time people listen to this interview, I'm sure there'll be more, but it's just like all those people having it on all those pages can't be wrong. Wishlist is freaking awesome. And, you know, if it costs $300 for that limited site license and you plan on doing like 10 membership sites in the next year, that's $30 per membership site. Or if you're paying like a single license each time, if you don't think that you're going to make at least $100 on your next membership site, then you're in the wrong business. So don't think about it. Just do it.
Awesome, guys. Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your experience when it comes to membership sites. I'm just going to give everybody a quick recap here. We've talked about a lot of different strategies that Lance and Robert are using when it comes to marketing, selling, and building their membership sites. And number one, they use, in the beginning, were looking for an easy way to manage all of the content that they wanted to deliver in a membership site. They knew they liked WordPress, wanted to stick with WordPress, and they had tried a variety of different solutions before coming across Wishlist Member. Now with Wishlist Member, the way they use it is they create a whole bunch of content up front, and then they plug it into the site and deliver it over a period of time. And so they'll create 2 to 3 months worth of content, and they'll create what's called a fixed term membership. So it's the membership site ends at a certain period of time. But the great part about this is they create all the content up front by doing it in a live class. So they sell the live class up front. It's usually a higher ticket higher price coaching program, and then they repurpose that content and turn it into a membership site, which they deliver over a much longer period of time. And so essentially, people are paying in installments in order to access the content. But they use Wishlist Member to slowly deliver that content so that when somebody joins, they don't get access to everything all at once. They have to go through the entire course in order to get access to all of the material. The other great thing about their setup is because they create all the content up front, they are able to communicate with their members about all of the upcoming content. And they mentioned several times they are very deliberate about communicating with their customers and their members of their site because they want them to be able to access the material. They want them knowing all of the new content that's coming up. And by getting them and communicating with them and getting them back to the site, they're increasing the level of consumption, which means their members are actually consuming the material in that membership site, and therefore they're taking much quicker, faster, and more effective action on the material that they're teaching. And so they communicate using autoresponders because that's a very easy way because you already know where that member is going to be in terms of the timeline in your membership site, and you can communicate the upcoming content accordingly. It keeps your members interested, it keeps them active, and it helps them consume the material. Some other creative things that they do with inside their membership site is they have what's called challenges. You know, you heard Robert say, don't call it homework. Homework's boring. That was for old school. He's like, call it challenges. Make it fun. So what they'll do is they'll teach a lesson and they'll challenge the students to follow certain steps and take certain action. And if they do take the action, they are rewarded with some kind of a prize. And they automate that process by creating a separate area or a separate membership level that is just for those prizes. When people complete the action or they complete the challenge, they simply go into Wishlist Member, check the access for that membership level, and now that person has access to the bonuses or the prize for completing that particular challenge. It's a great way to increase the interaction, it's a great way to increase the excitement, and again, it's a great way to get your members to take action. So they're creating a very fun environment inside of their membership sites that make it compelling to come back again and again and again. The other thing that they mentioned was change your thinking about what a membership site really is. It doesn't have to be this huge site where you have to come up with content every single day and it becomes a drag. They said, look, just create a bunch of content, chunk it up, and then plop it into your site and never look back again. It's one of those ways where you can create content in bursts of time and then plug it into a membership site and then let it sell itself and let it, the automation of Wishlist Member take over in terms of how it delivers the content. It doesn't have to be one ongoing membership site. It's way easier to sell high-priced courses when it's broken into payments. This was a big thing that Lance talked about. He said, look, you know, we sell the live course up front, which is a high price, $1,000, and people eagerly and willingly pay that amount because they want the live interaction. They want to be able to communicate with you. They want to be able to ask those questions, and they want to be able to download the material as it's delivered. But there's also the people that don't want to pay the high price up front, and so they are much more comfortable paying in installments, and so that's exactly how they deliver it. They allow those people afterwards to buy into the membership, and they drip the content to them over a period of time, and it's much lower payments, but it's done over a longer period of time. Now, the downside is those people, because they weren't part of the live course or they didn't pay all of it up front, they do not get to ask questions, they do not get to leave comments, and they do not get to be able to download the material. They'll get all of that those privileges at the end of the course, but not while they are paying or in the installments. So it gives them much greater control when you're using Wishlist Member in order to deliver the content that way and to control the membership. The other thing that Robert talked about was match the value of your site with the price. You don't have to overload people. You don't have to overwhelm them. And in fact, people will actually are willing to pay you more because it's easier for them to consume your material and take action. So make it easy for them to consume the material. Don't overload them. Don't overwhelm them each month. Match the value of the content that you're providing with the price that they're paying. The last thing they said was, look, you know, a lot of people worry about the theme and they make it, it becomes an obstacle to actually getting the site up. Don't worry about the theme. Just use a basic theme and then get going. And the thing that they mentioned was, look, we use the same theme over and over and over again. It makes it easy for us to implement and makes it easy for us to create new sites and get them off the ground. The theme is the last thing that you should be worrying about. And in fact, you heard Lance talk about it. Now, because they've used a simple theme, their members actually appreciate the theme. And they've been asking how they can use it because it is so simple and it is a great way, it's a clean way for them to deliver their material. But the point of the matter is, don't get caught up all the time on fixing, tweaking, and worrying about the theme. Just get and use something and get the site off the ground. So lots of great content here from Lance and Robert. I want to thank you both for sharing all of that. ListCopywriting.com. productuniversity.com and membershipcube.com are three examples of some of the membership sites.
More importantly, wishlistmember.com.
Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate you and love the way that you're using this and look forward to checking in with you, you know, down the road, because I know that you guys are continuously innovating and finding creative ways to use Wishlist Member. So perhaps we'll schedule another interview and we'll bring us up to speed on in terms of new stuff that you guys are doing as well.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Stu.
For more information on how you too can build your own membership site using WordPress, visit www.wishlistmember.com. There you'll find the solution that thousands of people around the world are now using to quickly and easily create and manage their very own membership site. If you like WordPress, then you'll love Wishlist Member, and with our world-class support, tutorials, and help guides, your site will be up faster than you ever imagined. By the way, when you do get your site up, let us know, because we love hearing about our successful customers. Until next time, from our entire team at Wishlist Products, we wish you all the best and look forward to working with you soon. Take care.